A second judge in the U.S. has ordered a freeze on President Donald Trump's newest travel ban order, saying it targeted Muslims in violation of the U.S. Constitution. Maryland federal judge Theodore Chuang said the ban affecting travelers from six majority Muslim countries, North Korea, as well as many officials from Venezuela, had not changed from the first two versions, which were shot down in lower courts as discriminating against a single religion. Chuang is the second judge in as many days to rule against an open-ended travel ban issued in a White House executive order in September. On Tuesday, Hawaii federal district judge Derek Watson also objected to the ban, saying it illegally discriminates against the entire populations of six countries. The White House has reacted by saying it will fight the rulings. Joining us live now from Seattle is Ms. Jody Grage, who is the vice chair of the Green Party of Washington State. Ms. Grage, thanks for joining us. Certainly this is good news that Muslim ban number three has been shot down in the courts again.
Yes, it's quite interesting how this plays out. I mean, one of the things is that Trump seems to have no background in a lot of issues. He doesn't see the connectivity between things. He's not logical. He doesn't think in broader plan terms. And that makes him both ineffective, but also very dangerous. So he's up against judges who have spent a lot of time, who are very much aware of precedent and the Constitution and other legal issues. And it's not a really equal contest because Trump doesn't think in those terms. So he continues to run up against this kind of thing where he plans something probably off the cuff and it doesn't work.
Ms. Grage, you know, obviously Donald Trump would say all of this is meant to keep Americans safe, to keep the homeland safe. Does a travel ban on Muslims keep America safe?
No, it doesn't. I mean, if you look at terrorism in this country, there are a lot of non-Muslims and a lot of Americans who have engaged in the same activities. What makes America safe? I mean, a safe country is one where people have food, clothing, shelter, education, and health care. And it's also a country where things are seen in as they connect. The Green Party has a document called the Green New Deal, which shows how if you change transportation to more active forms of transportation, it affects people's health. If you change the agricultural system so that you've got more family farms and not these big agribusinesses that are shipping food an average of 1,500 miles, you also improve the pollution rates. But so this kind of connectivity where you see things in patterns and in groups and how one thing affects another is a way of making the things work together. And that is the kind of planning that makes our country safe, to have to be governing with a very dim knowledge of history and probably the Constitution and how things fit together is not effective. It's also very dangerous. And I don't think that it makes us safer because it's all very whimsical, off the cuff, antagonistic. It does not fit in with either all the people in the United States or much less all the people and governments in the world. And it's really wonderful that the judges are sticking to how things should be.
Very well, Ms. Grage, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.